All right, and we're back.
It's over.
It is over.
It's over. Oh, we're not over. We're on for half an hour still.
That's right. Okay. And we were talking about guitars. How many do you have, JR?
Well, I've got a lot. I've got about 15 guitars.
15, yeah.
And a few of them are at people's houses. I may have forgotten where they ended up. But I have my number one here with me.
Yes.
And this is a beautiful guitar. It's a Yamaha APX series, which is one of the first series of this guitar that became kind of known in the music business. Every country singer, the guy for Extreme, More Than Words, everyone played one of these guitars. It's got a fiberglass back, spruce top. It's got a really beautiful rosewood neck, and it's the action on it. It's just a beautiful, you can hear the tone. It's beautiful.
Really rich sounding.
So it's my number one. It's got a cutaway. So it's an acoustic I can plug in or I can mic. And it's really the guitar I write most of my songs
on. And your number two has a Band-Aid on it.
My number two, is a Japanese classical nylon string. Mm-hmm. And it's got a piece of duct tape on it because I took it to Paul Iverson, who is one of the greatest guitar I'll call him a repair guy. He's a luthier. Mm-hmm. So he took it and set it up for me. I paid $20 for this thing. People have offered me thousands for this. It's a sought-after guitar. It's got mahogany back and sides, a rosewood neck, and a spruce top. And it has a really thin crack in the front, the face of this guitar. And Paul just said, put some duct tape on it. Let's not mess with it. Just play the thing. So I do. And it's my favorite guitar next to number one. Oh. That's why he's number two. So I love that guitar. I love it.
How about you, Todd? How many guitars do you have?
I've had many guitars, and I've learned a few lessons about guitars. Never sell them because you always regret selling them. I've had some nice guitars that have come through my hands. But right now, all I have is I have a Suzuki acoustic guitar that my mom bought me in like when I was around 17.
And I taught you on that guitar.
That's right. So I've had it for a long time. I love it. It's going to stay with me until I leave this universe. But I'm looking at JR's convinced me to get a Stratocaster. So I need to go a little electric. But yeah, I only have one guitar right now.
It's a great guitar, though. I love that guitar.
I love it.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Mom.
Feels good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking Dire Straits when
nice.
When I hear that guitar, anyways.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you know the Strat, Mark Knopfler.
I mean, we were talking about Dire Straits the other day. I mean, their first two albums were killer.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, take us to the next song.
Okay, so this song is called "Hard to Be Wise and in Love," and it's an interesting song. I have to give you a little synopsis on it. I get inspired with songs, and the way I work is if I try to write a song and go at it, if it's not working within the first 10 or 15 minutes, I abort and I just grab another idea that I have floating around. Well, this one, Bob Dylan was interviewed about someone he was seeing, a little girl named Joan Baez, and asking him what the challenges were in that relationship, and the journalist was getting a little bit into it, and Bob just said, "Hey, look, man, it's hard to be wise when you're in love." And I love the line, so I wrote a song around that called "It's Hard to Be Wise and in Love," and here it is. We're gonna give it to you. You might hear me say, talking cliches, everyone needs love at the end of the day. We're just trying to get home and not be alone, but it takes courage to stay with something that's true. Blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, you only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. Blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, you only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. Thought I knew myself, thought I knew how to fight. A dream came to me in the middle of the night. It wasn't about pride, and it wasn't about sin. I was just trying to find myself. I went around for the ride. And blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, you only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. Some nights will get lonely, some nights can be long, looking for that one and only. Guess I'll follow the sun and blue skies. Sing a harmony out there. Cornfields and butterflies, only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. And blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. It's hard to be wise and in love.
Wow. Ooh, what yeah. What a great sentiment.
Yeah, emotional waterfall fall there for sure.
Not a dry.
It's a pretty good song for me. It hits a lot of spots.
Not a dry eye in the place.
Not a dry eye in the place.
Tell me about Dog Days Afternoon, because that's kind of like the indie. It's an indie folk, and that's kind of going along with the vibe right now.
Yeah, so I had a chance to start writing some YouTube music for people over COVID, and it's something I've never done. I've never written instrumental. I've always been, you know, I've had intros and songs and classical stuff, but really, it's always been a singer songwriter driven thing. Now I'm into instrumental music. I write for a few channels, and people hire me to write. They just throw me whatever they're doing. It's a salon outdoor thing. This song came to me as most songs do. I just had this vision in my mind of Dog Day Afternoons. We all love them, mm-hmm. And it's that kind of sweet spot of the summer where you realize that you can just be in this beautiful moment, and who cares what's going to happen tomorrow or what happened yesterday? Just be there. So that's kind of what this is about. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. That kind of reminds me about a coffee shop. And you guys want to do a shout out to someone in a coffee shop?
Well, JJ Bean on Hastings Street.
Yeah. We hang out a little bit at
Madison and Hastings?
JJ Bean, Madison and Hastings. Shout out to old Jerry, who we were chatting with today. And also shout out to my mom, who hangs out with us a little bit. And yeah, I know they're listening tonight. So, but JJ Bean, Madison, and Hastings.
Always a good cup of
coffee. Always good. Yep. And I had the chocolate glaze with sprinkles today.
So I saw it, and I was looking at you. You didn't even offer.
I'm feeling very, very guilty.
and the Honey's Donuts, what flavor do you like?
Okay, so there's the original. There's a maple with bacon or without bacon, and they have a chocolate. Mm. And I'm going to have to say, I live just down the street, and in the 7 years I've lived there, I've probably only had 4 donuts. I usually split them because I'm just a little guy.
So, but they're big. Yeah,
they're big donuts. They're bigger than my head. So I would just go with the original if you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried them, Todd?
I've been to Honey's a few times when I go to Deep Cove, and I've been going there a little bit more often because that's where JR lives. So
mm-hmm. Shout out to Shifa and Ash, who own the donut shop. And they do more than donuts. They do savory food and breakfast. And if you're going to go to Quarry Rock or not, you can hear that rhyme. So you could just pop in for some savory food. You don't have to get donuts.
So is it open again? Like, I thought
they're open. My ukulele club is back there on last Sunday of every month. Uh-huh. And they actually braved through COVID and started a takeout service, which most restaurants did, and they did well.
Uh-huh. But the Quarry Rock, the trail.
Quarry Rock, is open. It's reopened in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So you can go up there and just don't get too close to the edge and watch your dogs.
Right.
It gets crowded up there. So just be careful, everyone.
Just be careful. Yeah.
The best thing about Deep Cove now is JR saves me a parking spot because it gets crazy there.
I do, yeah.
But he'll park his car and then we'll maneuver it so I get a spot.
I usually only do that for pretty girls, but I make an exception for Todd.
All right, Todd, and you also hang out at the Admiral. So, yeah, what kind of bands are playing these days?
You know, the cool thing about the Admiral is they're really promoting local bands. Mm-hmm. And I think they have live music every night, but at least every Friday and Saturday. And it's in my hood, so I can walk home if
it was the Admiral, then it was the North Burnaby Inn, NBI, then it went back to the original name, the Admiral.
Yeah, the Admiral's been around since at least the 70s.
Were you there before the Admiral?
That's long after us.
we've been through to a few events there. I like the fact that they promote local music. You know, we need more venues that promote local music.
They're good staff, good food, good services, and great live music for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's hear some more live music from JR.
Okay, I'm going to do, I think I'm going to do Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'm going to grab my Japanese nylon string. And I'm going to do A Beautiful Song.
Nice.
Yeah, so... this is so I do a lot of teaching of groups and private and voice and guitar, but in the groups this is a big hit. We do this at Honey's Donuts. Mm-hmm. I usually do it on ukulele, but I'm going to do it on my nylon string tonight. Heard there was a secret chord David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. Saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Maybe there's a God above. All I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're not going to hear a better version of that song anywhere. That was
wow, that's quite a statement.
Awesome,
I'll take it.
There's so many people that have covered that song. So besides yourself,
yeah, you're right.
Who
yeah.
Do you like look on?
Rufus Wainwright has done an amazing, and I probably take a page, but let's not forget the amazing Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, Jeff Buckley, does
Tim Buckley's son, and Jeff, they both had very estranged deaths, very sad, but. Jeff Buckley does an amazing version of this. Mm-hmm. You should play it on your show sometime.
Oh, for
sure. It will send shivers across the mountain and as the crow flies. It's just a beautiful, beautiful version of it.
Yeah, and Katie Lang, too. That one was the one for me when I saw her on, was it the Olympics or something? I can't remember. I think it was
who?
Katie Lang.
Oh, for there's nothing. Yeah. She sings Happy Birthday and it gives you shivers. Yeah, no, she's got a great voice.
And Leonard Cohen.
Mm. Well, Leonard Cohen being the composer of that song, yeah. For sure. Yeah, the Bob Dylan, so to speak, of Canada is the title he's gotten. Yeah, so without him, we wouldn't have all these great versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's our Huckleberry.
Yes. Yeah. All right, now let's get into books, because I notice you are reading some heavy-duty, thick ones.
I read, so... What do I read? What am I reading right now?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think the reference and where this comes from. Is this something you've seen on my social media?
Yes. Richard the Third.
Yeah. That's the latest. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. I've been sort of somehow there's someone that I've met recently and maybe that's the inspiration, but I'm into dragons all of a sudden.
Mm.
And dragons represent some great things, not just the West, we have a different negative slant on, but from the East, it represents power and success and confidence and longevity and health and all that. So Richard III is something that came up through this dragon sort of fetish I have of late, and I'm interested in the history of power and how that has gone down in history in so many different ways, and they're definitely part of that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what are you reading these days, Todd?
I read a lot of rock bios, and I'm really into Charles Bukowski.
Mm.
Charles Bukowski's a German-American author, and he has a lot of about 6 or 7 novels, and his whole motto in life is don't try, just let it happen. And he's a really interesting character, Charles Bukowski. I'm so into him right now.
Well, his name just says it all. I think you have to read that.
And don't try.
All
nothing
right.
Like the Big Lebowski, right? Nothing to do with that.
No, but the dude. Yeah, but that was a great movie.
The dude.
Dude, okay. Tell me about Mellow Yellow.
Okay, so Mellow Yellow is just, Yeah, one of those, another summertime sort of thing. And I saw this beautiful grass. And I love seagrass. I love watching it move. And I thought, you know, I've been a lover of that since I lived near Cape, well, we used to go down to Cape Cod when we lived on the East Coast. And that's where I saw the beach fences and the grass. So I saw it in New Westminster, of all places, and decided that I would write a song that kind of takes you to that beach grass.
Awesome. Right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's a shorty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yes, you were telling me about Deep Cove Music, because I thought they were closed, but yes.
So Deep Cove Music, my good friend Tyler Pearson, who's mm-hmm. in town right now, he's in the Cove close to my house. That's where the store is. I'm the head instructor there. And we made it through COVID by just going on Zoom and keeping our lessons going. Gave some people something to do. It gave the instructor something to do. And and we still offer lessons online, but the store is fully open, and we're happy to be there still, for sure. There's been a lot of stuff in that block with real estate and leases and owners, but we're still there, and looks like we have another 5 to 10 years of security there. So come on by Deep Cove Music. Hi, Tyler Pearson.
Yes. And do you go to the Raven at all?
Yeah, definitely. So the Raven is right next door to Deep Cove Music, and they're open, and they got a nice patio, and they got some cool drinks and some food, and we definitely try to show them some support, for sure.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay. So if someone wants to learn guitar or ukulele, or also just practice their vocal skills, right? Yeah, where could they find you?
Just come to Deep Cove Music. You can find me online. You can go to Mink Studios on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Probably the best place to find me is Mink Studios, M-I-N-K, Mink Studios. You'll see a little purple stick man with a white circle, and that's the logo. So that's a good place to get a hold of me. I teach for private schools and private studios, and Deep Cove Music is dear to my heart because I've been there for a long time, and that's a good place to start as well.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
One more time, guys. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah. We didn't rehearse that. Right.
Obviously.
We'll catch you all next week. We're going to end with some more Social Outcasts.
Endless doubt. Live for today, over tomorrow.
There it is. All right. Yeah. All right. The next show is going to be a hip hop show, so stay tuned for that. It's called Next Up Hip Hop. See ya.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them... Yeah.